From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Residents say Western-backed forces have begun shelling parts of West Mosul in Iraq. The shelling is in preparation for a new front against the Islamic State. Federal police forces are stationed a few kilometers south of Mosul on the west bank of the Tigris River. Sports highest court Monday rejected the appeal of former FIFA president Sepp Blatter against a six-year ban, signaling the end of his efforts to clear his name. The 80-year-old former football power broker was ousted over a 2 million Swiss franc payment to the UEFA boss, Michel Platini, which the Court of Arbitration for Sport called an undue gift that could not be justified. Blatter, meanwhile, called the verdict incomprehensible, but also acknowledged that he has come to the end of the road in his fight to clear his name. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60% to 40% amid a high turnout. Mr. Renzi says in his comments, "I didn't succeed, and it's up to me to leave my seat of power. I lost, and I say this out loud, even if I have a lump in my throat." The referendum's defeat also raises the specter of a financial crisis within the country's banking system. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry kicked off a European farewell tour Monday. It comes 6 weeks before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. The top American diplomat is visiting Germany and Brussels. He is to stress the importance of transatlantic ties before the Trump team takes office. This is VOA News.